The heavy metal group Black Sabbath is famous, or maybe a better word would be infamous, for such antics as biting off the heads of bats on stage. They also released some of the most hard-hitting songs of the 70s and 80s and created what has become known as heavy metal rock and roll. The music was so popular, it spawned a number of cover songs, performances by other groups of songs originally done by Black Sabbath. But in the Baltic country of Estonia, our group has put together a cover album of Black Sabbath that, to be quite honest, doesn't sound like Black Sabbath at all. This is Black Sabbath, a group that practically invented the term headbanging to describe the almost violent way fans rock their heads around to the music. Bruises and bloody noses are not uncommon at concerts. This is also Black Sabbath, but listeners to this version would be hard-pressed to sway their hips back and forth, let alone launch into full-blown headbanging. It's music that conjures up images of monks and cassocks singing in a cathedral, not prepubescent boys rocking out way past their bedtime. This version of Black Sabbath is the brainchild of Mikael Raud, an Estonian record producer. He explains the concept.
It's the Black Sabbath material, Black Sabbath songs, you know, every note by note. It's Black Sabbath, just it's performed on medieval instruments and sang the way people sang in the 14th century and in language of Latin.
A while back, Mr. Raud came up with the idea of doing a very different kind of tribute album to Black Sabbath, a band he started to love at quite a young age.
I've been a dedicated Black Sabbath sort of maniac for, you know, years. I mean, I think when the Paranoid album came out, I was like 1 year old. I was about 7 or 8 years old when I first listened to Black Sabbath, and I was like blown away completely.
In the late 70s, when Mr. Raud first heard Black Sabbath, Estonia was part of the Soviet Union. Rock music, which communist leaders dismissed as a product of the corrupt capitalist West, was strictly forbidden. But true fans smuggled in albums and made copies for all their friends, which is how Mr. Raud first heard Black Sabbath's music. Many musicians who do cover songs try to modernize the music, maybe adding rap to traditional rock and roll. But Mr. Raud wanted to see if Black Sabbath songs could survive the journey back in time, way back in time. He wanted to find musicians who could perform medieval music.
I had to ask my friends, you know, to see if there was a band which could turn this crazy idea of mine into a reality. And all of them said, yeah, Rondellas, that's the man you should approach. So I did, explained them what I had in mind, and they were sold instantly on the idea.
Instantly might not be the right word.
Well, first I thought he was a little bit crazy.
Robert Stack and his wife Maria make up the group Rondellas, a group from Estonia that performs medieval music. They, along with extra musicians they hired, performed the medieval versions of Black Sabbath songs. Mr. Stack said he didn't take to the idea right away.
We needed some time to get used to it and to get used to the idea before we could say yes to him, but at last we did say yes to him.
The rest of the participants in the project weren't headbangers or heavy metal music fans either. The woman Mr. Raud found to translate the songs into Latin, Christina Lehnemann, had never even listened to rock music before, let alone heavy metal. She was faced with the daunting task of translating lyrics like, "Generals gathered in their masses just like witches at black masses," into "Centurionus convenerant sicut magi sacris nigris."
Sometimes it was difficult for me to understand perhaps the right meaning of the songs. I asked Michael, so the translation is born. The songs are not very clear. Sometimes they are a bit, perhaps, ambiguous.
In other cases, the lyrics were anything but ambiguous. Some of Black Sabbath's songs talk about Satan or Lucifer. But Mr. Raud said Rondellas usually sings religious songs, and because of that, he did not ask them to perform songs with dark or satanic references. It took about 9 months to translate the lyrics and arrange the composition. But the actual recording took only 4 days. The album was released in February of this year and was called Sabbatum, Latin for Sabbath.
Il Deus.
produce a heavy metal album that doesn't sound like heavy metal at all. Sabatum has sold a little more than 3,000 albums. This would not be a lot in most countries, but Mr. Raud says it's not too bad for a record produced in a tiny country like Estonia, where 10,000 sales makes a mega hit. Right now, the album is being sold mainly on the internet, but in late January, it will go on sale in stores in the United States. As for feedback, Mr. Raud says he received an email from Bill Ward, the original drummer for Black Sabbath, who said he loved the album. Mr. Raud is also contemplating another project in the future. Medieval Madonna, anyone? Rebecca Santana, VOA News.